You mentioned that song, you know, Overcomer, when you were talking. It's such a beautiful song. I feel like it's so encouraging and uplifting for people who are like dealing with hopelessness.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And so was it basically your loss of your friend dying that inspired you to write that? Or was there anything else that...
Overcomer was inspired by Keisha when she was still alive.
Okay. Okay.
It was a song that was written for her because I wanted a song to help her stay in the fight till the final round. So that's why that song was hard for me to sing afterwards, because when she died, as much as I love that other people were inspired by it, the person that it was written for passed away, and I was angry about that. And so the song that I wrote for Keisha on this album is called Prove Me Wrong. That was kind of my shake my fist at God and yell and scream and get my emotion out song, because I realized I was angry at God. I was disappointed that he took my friend, and I couldn't understand why that was better than allowing her to live and giving her a testimony that could inspire in other people that are battling cancer and other people who are facing difficult times. Like, in my mind, that would have been a much better outcome, in my personal opinion. So when that didn't happen, and I shut down, Prove Me Wrong was the first song that I wrote for this Out of the Dark album. And it was the song that helped me to get out all of that anger that I had stuffed down for so long. And it was really cathartic for me. You know, it's not the kind of song that is tied up with a pretty Christian bow at the end. Like, it is the kind of song where it is honest and it is heartfelt. And, you know, it is about my disappointment. But the good thing is that after I wrote it, the first time that I listened to it, I realized that I had challenged God to prove me wrong. I challenged him to prove me wrong when I said, you can't make me stronger and you can't help me to overcome. I challenged him to prove me wrong in that song. And the first time that I listened to it after I recorded it, I felt as if God said, Mandisa, you challenged me to prove you wrong. I just did. So that is the bow that has come in the end, but you don't hear that in the song. Just know, I think it's so important when you are dealing with grief, you have to bring that to the Lord, or else you're going to bring it somewhere else. To me, I brought it to food. And so I guess one of the lessons that I learned is that we have to bring that to God. That is what David did. And he was a man after God's own heart. And he wasn't perfect. He had an affair. He had a child. He murdered somebody. And God still said that he was a man after God's own heart. And I believe that a large part of that is because he was honest with God. They had the kind of relationship where if you read the Psalms, David said everything to the Lord. He's like, go after my enemies, smite them down. Like, why have you forgotten me? Like, he was honest with God. And so that's what I want to be. I want to be honest with him. And when I'm disappointed and angry, I want to bring that to the Lord.
That's awesome. Because that's how you find the truth. And
amen.
And I think it's so cool that you used your talents and your gifts, like kind of as your therapy to, you know, work towards healing and saying, hey, God, this is how I feel.
So, yeah, thank you.